It's time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine some recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Well, there's some very exciting news to watch out for in the next week in the world of human spaceflight. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so next week on Wednesday, May 27th, it's actually going to be the first ever SpaceX launch with humans on board. And so SpaceX, which has partnered with NASA, will be launching what's called the Crew Dragon capsule on top of a Falcon 9 rocket. And it's going to be taking two astronauts to the International Space Station. The name of the mission is Demo 2 because it's basically a test run of SpaceX's human flight system. The launch will take place from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. And it'll take a little less than 24 hours for them to reach the International Space Station, and they'll be docking at about 11:30 a.m. the next day. So this is a pretty exciting and significant event because it marks the return of the U.S.'s capability to send astronauts into space, which you might recall for nearly the past decade since the space shuttle program was retired in 2011, the U.S. has been reliant on the Russian Soyuz spacecraft to send American astronauts into to the International Space Station.
Now, for something a little bit more down to earth, for those looking for some new book recommendations, either for COVID-19 stay-at-home time or for summer beach reading, do you have any recommendations for books on astronomy that are just really good reads?
Yeah, so there's a number of great books out there that combine both astrophysics and a bit of history to tell some really compelling and informative tales. The first I want to mention is called The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli. I couldn't put this one down. Rovelli has such a great writing style and brings up so many topics that are fascinating to think about related to the nature of time, such as why does time always flow forward and what does the passing of time even mean? And he gives some historical context for how our human intuition about the nature of time developed and how fundamental it is to our understanding of the universe. And he does it all in a very accessible way. So there's only one equation in the entire book. The next book that I'd recommend is actually a set of books, but anything pretty much by the author Deva Sobel. She's an amazing science writer and does these really great deep dives into various topics and creates compelling tales that explain both the scientific content and its significance, as well as placing them into a historical context. So the all-time favorite of mine by her is Longitude, which tells the fascinating story of the race to solve one of the greatest scientific problems of the 18th century, which was how to determine your longitude on the globe. Other great books by her include The Glass Universe, which is about the women astronomers who worked at the Harvard College Observatory in the early 20th century. And then most recently, she wrote a book called The Planets, which is a sort of guided tour through the planets of our solar system. The next book I'll recommend is actually called Black Hole Blues and Other Songs from Outer Space by Jana Levin. And again, Levin is a great science writer, so all of her books are fantastic. This most recent one delves into gravitational waves and tells the story of the century-long quest to actually detect them. And then finally, I have to mention an all-time favorite. While some of the topics are a little dated, it still stands the test of time for its really elegant presentation and grand thought, and that it's all made really accessible to a public audience, and that is Cosmos by Carl Sagan. Sagan was, of course, one of the greatest popularizers of science of all time, so you can't go wrong picking up a copy of that book.
Now, do you have any recommendations for those who are looking to answer specific astronomy-related questions, or perhaps they want more hands-on learning about the night sky?
Yeah, so I'll have two recommendations here. The first one is called A Question and Answer Guide to Astronomy by Carol Christian. It's somewhat similar to a textbook, but a little more lively. It includes some really nice figures, images, diagrams, a few equations, and some nice explanations. It's organized into commonly asked questions that are split up by general topics like the sun and the solar system or galaxies in the universe. And it has a nice index for quick reference and a bibliography for expanding on your reading. So if you just have some general astronomy questions that you're wanting answered, that could be a good resource. And then finally, there's a book called See It with a Small Telescope, 101 Cosmic Wonders by Will Khalif. And this is a nice book that contains some basics for getting set up and using your own small telescope. It provides nice summary information and a photo and description and a full page star map for each object. aspects that it describes. And the chapters are broken up into various categories like the moon or the solar system. And it's easy to flip through. It would also work really well if you have a good pair of binoculars and you just want to become more familiar with objects in the night sky.
Well, I know I'm going to be looking at least a couple of the books you mentioned. Dr. Regina Jorgensen is the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Regina, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.